Joseph Pasek of BarnBurner.ca. Our twice daily podcast is entitled Fire It Up, now on iHeartRadio, Spotify, and 101 platforms. Welcome to a Thursday Night Football NFL Blitz preview with the Hall of Fame champion now, John Freeman Nelson of OSG Sports in Atlanta. By the way, in case you don't know, Atlanta United and MLS captured the championship. All right, John, the best Thursday nighter this Thursday night, December 13th, 8:20, the best of the year, the Chargers, the Chiefs, who you got?
The man is who I got. When you look at San Diego and Kansas City, you look at the high-powered offense that the Chiefs have put out there, and really, because you and I are sitting here talking about offenses with Phillip Rivers and with Pat Mahomes, what do you want to bet that the game is going to be like 17-14 or something like that, just because it's a quick turn game for yeah, I mean, it's going to be that way just because these Thursday games for the NFL.
John, are we cutting out? Are you there, John?
Was really the Carson Chargers put up 20 the other day, and Kansas City had to fight through with Baltimore. So the way that I look at it is you're going to see some moments of offensive brilliance, but not really a whole lot. And if you've got fantasy teams that have Pat Mahomes, you have to start him. Phillip Rivers, you have to start him. Melvin Gordon, you have to start him out of necessity. I just don't know really how many points are going to be on the board. And because Kansas City puts up more points on the board than the Carson Chargers do on a regular basis, I'm going to have to go with Kansas City by default.
Yeah, but, you know, let's talk about this in case you haven't heard. It looks like Kansas City Hill, Tariq Hill, his foot injury is bad, really bad.
Yeah,
it looks like he may not play, and that's, you know, let's face it, the last winning drive and tying against Baltimore, he had the key catch. You know, Pat Mahomes really, you know, great quarterback in his rookie year there, but, you know, losing a big wide receiver there could be trouble for Kansas City in this game especially.
True, and then by design, that probably means they're going to want to have Travis Kelce more involved, and that means that San Diego. Sorry, that's a nickel.
so far, 10 cents.
So, yeah, Carson is probably going to want to double cover or bracket Kelce because of who he is to their offense, and that just means that you're going to have other guys step up. You're going to have the receivers that are, you know, 2 and 3 on the depth chart. You're going to have the running backs work their way through it. So, I mean, for me, it's all about the depth of the position and the skill position players that are surrounding Pat Mahomes. There are more of them than you can really sit there and keep your head straight on the straight and narrow for. And I don't know if Carson can really sit there and go straight up and defend all of the weapons that he has. I think it'll be a test for the depth of Kansas City, but I still think, obviously, I think the game will be closer than the number just because it's a Thursday quick turn. So for me, it's just like, look, take the under, take the dog, and do it that way, because the game is going to be some of the ugliest football you've seen.
And quickly, let's talk about Mahomes here. 43 touchdowns through the season so far. Can this guy hit 50? And nobody, you know, they talk about Tom Brady, they talk about Peyton Manning, but out of nowhere, this guy may have, for the record books, like, I don't know, Drew Brees never hit 50, and this guy is probably going to get 50, 52, 53, maybe break the season record.
Well, but I think that what that does is that speaks a lot about the Chiefs' offense and getting themselves a quarterback that can work in that system. I mean, you've seen the difference between an Alex Smith and a Pat Mahomes. You have someone who's able to tuck and run. You see someone who's able to do checkdowns quickly. And, you know, Alex Smith, when he was in Kansas City, it seemed like there were times when he was trying to process things a little too quickly or a little too slowly for that offense. And you see the difference in the output. And so when you bring in Pat Mahomes from Texas Tech, and with what he's been able to, what he did at the college level, and you look at that offense that he was under Cliff Kingsbury, it's find your options, find your trees, hit your moments quickly. And you see that it's very fast decision-making for Pat Mahomes. And so having a quarterback who can do that in that offense, I think, has been vital to the success for it. It's not necessarily thinking. It's more like reacting and flow. And when you see things like that, then you see how successful things can be.
Well, this is a battle of AFC home field advantage, basically. Kansas City comes in at 11-2, Chargers at 10-3. The winner probably gets home field advantage. So you're saying Kansas City, slight favorite.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I'm still looking at the game being closer than a lot of folks think, just because it's on a Thursday and it's a quick turn. So for me, it's the under and the Chargers out of necessity.
All right. Did you know this is the last Thursday of the season? Because this
Merciful.
Week, week 15, we got two Saturday football games.
Yep.
John, you love Saturday football, don't you?
Oh, yeah. No, it's thank God it's the last Thursday. And, you know, the Saturdays are better. And I know that NFL Network, for those who have it, they'll have the doubleheader on this upcoming Saturday. But the Thursday games, to me, they're just awful. It's bad television. It's an awful product. But since it's a part of the NFL contract and makes the NFL and the franchises money, you're going to have those, you know, 3-day windows of recovery and regen and having things happen. So thank the baby Jesus and all the Jesuses, even the fat Elvis Jesus, that this is the last Thursday of the year.
All right. That's John Freeman Nelson. John, tell everybody how they could get a hold of you.
Easiest ways on the Twitters at OSG Nelson. Follow along there. And you can also follow along on Facebook at John Freeman Nelson, because of the 1,141 John Nelsons that are on Facebook currently. I added the Freeman just to be different. You can also follow OSG Sports on Facebook as well and on Twitter at OSG Sports. Go to theonlinesportsguys.com for all the news that's fit to print, and then for all the spleens that Phil wants to vent on a daily basis. And you can also go to the OSG Sports app on Android. If you've got an Android, otherwise go through Spreaker and use the quotes around the words OSG Sports and get our shows when they're live and when they're on tape. But the iOS version is just around the corner.
Thanks a lot, John.
Anytime, my friend.